Wednesday, Congress will consider a controversial EPA nomination. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Michael Dorson has consulted with companies including Dow Chemical and Koch Industries, according to The Intercept. He's the Trump administration pick to lead the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention at the EPA. Trevor Schaefer is trying to stop the nomination because he contends Dorson's previous lobbying experience undermines the EPA position. Schaefer is working with the Environmental Defense Fund to argue against the nomination in Congress. He met with Senator Mike Crapo's staff in D.C., but didn't get a meeting with the senator himself.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that we weren't able to speak with him directly today.
Schaefer lives in Idaho, where he was diagnosed with brain cancer at age 13. Now, almost 30 years old, Schaefer is healthy and active in politics. He worked with Idaho Senator Mike Crapo to get Trevor's law passed last year, which directs the government to document and respond to places where there's a high percentage of cancer cases, also known as cancer clusters. Schaefer says although the law named after him is administered through Health and Human Services, he can't support Dorson leading the EPA office.
HHS, CDC, EPA, they all are kind of entwined. So it's crucial that we have people in all of those environmental positions who truly care about the health and longevity of our environment and of our children and communities.
According to Crapo's communication office, the senator is leaning toward approving Dorson's nomination. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.